Kendrick Lamar has had a phenomenal 48 hours. He's released 3 diss tracks, all of which have been well received. After reviewing all of the songs from Drake and also from Kendrick Lamar, I basically said this morning in my review of Meet the Grams that this is the end of it. I mean, there's been 3 responses, there's 3 rounds in a battle. I felt that Kendrick Lamar was up 3-0, and I thought that would be the end of it. There was really no reason to me for Drake to respond or for Kendrick Lamar to respond. It was a body. You know, Kendrick Lamar, to me, outperformed Drake in every round. In Not Like Us, Kendrick tells us that he has 10 songs. He's got 10 more in the same vein, and he's ready to drop them. And we have no reason to think that he won't. You know, it's so funny because at the end of Push Ups, Drake really, I don't want to say he begged, but at the end it was drop, 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 drop. I mean, he's begging Kendrick to drop. And now that's what he's doing. He's like firebombing on this guy. And it's for no reason other than the fact that this is what Drake encouraged. Him and this clock and his academics and these people who are like, oh, it's been X amount of days since you responded. And, you know, you have to remember that there are people who are sitting back watching your every move, right? Kendrick Lamar has watched Meek Mill. Kendrick Lamar has watched Pusha T. And he is prepared. Because to me, Drake hasn't switched the playbook in all these years. He's just so used to winning. And that's got to be a good feeling. But Beyonce says, you're never too big to lose. And it seems like that's what Kendrick Lamar is out to do. In Not Like Us, he really drives home these child predator allegations against Drake. It's hard to take this type of material seriously from Kendrick Lamar because of his history with Kodak Black, who is not safe for women to be around under any circumstances. But maybe he just feels differently about Kodak Black. Maybe he feels more allegiance to him because of their cultural relationship that Drake is obviously on the outside of. Let's end this on a high note. You know, Tupac and Biggie were 2 totally different people before and after the beef. The same thing goes for Nas and Jay-Z. And so I'm excited to see what the future holds for Kendrick Lamar. I think that he's performing at a very high level. He's putting out very good music. And I think that he is acquiring himself a new set of fans and also shifting the way those more pop hip hop kind of fans actually see hip hop. And hopefully he's helping them to see more value in the genre, which is something that I, as a Black woman, as a fan of hip hop, and as someone who runs a hip hop inspired tea company, always wants to see more of.